Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is Tuesday, which means it's time for the age-old John and Wayne show. Wayne Breezy, my man, how you doing today?
What's going on, man? Happy belated merry birthday, Christmas, holidays, all that good stuff, bro. Like it's almost happy New Year. It's like New Year's Eve.
It goes quick. Like this, like in between period, they need a name for it, but like it just goes quick. And then you got bowl games start tomorrow. Texas Michigan plays tomorrow.
I don't think any one of us cares at this
point. Oh, I care.
Who's coaching my team at this point? I know we got a new coach, but yeah. Is he coaching now or we have to wait? I don't know.
It's a weird time. Love all the hashtag CCs. Look at this, Matthew, RTP. I was sitting next to this gentleman week one in Seattle for that incredible game. Shout out to Matthew here. And he says, yeah, week one at Lumen all the way to week 18 at Levi's. Here we go. Number one seed for it all. Everything is on the cusp for the 49ers. Everything is on the line. They have everything. Now, the goal today, lots of things. We're going to get to your questions, comments, all those things. We're going to talk some Hall of Fame. We got the new finalist out. Frank Gore made it. That's what's up. Also, Roger Craig made it for the finalist for the seniors, which is great. So maybe not even one, but two potential 49ers of Hall of Fame. We're going to talk about that. Tiebreakers. I keep getting these questions, and I want to spend time talking to start this show, hopefully to clear up some confusion.
Okay.
The Rams lost last night. Same old, sorry ass Rams. It's what they are. A shout out to Matt Stafford being the career all-time leader in pick sixes. That is a wonderful feat to accomplish. Here is the tiebreaker rules, okay? Because a lot of people thought because the Rams lost, the 49ers were the fifth seed. Not so fast, my friends.
Well, they are as of now.
Now, that is correct.
Yeah.
But, so here's the tiebreaker rule. It goes record. Then it goes head-to-head matchup. And so, assuming if the 49ers lost versus the Seahawks, right? This is the assumption. Mm-hmm. And the Rams won against the Cardinals. The record would be tied. So then it goes to head-to-head. Head-to-head would be tied. You're 1-1. Division, you'd be tied there too. The next
conference.
Right. It's not conference.
Oh.
It's common opponents.
Oh, common
then
opponents.
Conference.
Wow.
If it was conference, the 49ers would be the fifth seed. I think that's where the confusion comes from. But the common opponent.
When did they add that?
So that usually doesn't come out because usually the conference opponent, the division
separates. That one. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And so that's you don't the get dumbest that one often.
That's the dumbest fucking rule I've ever heard in my entire. Like that. Like when you talk about dumb NFL stuff, that's got to be one of the dumbest bylaws. Like, how do you common opponents, like really, before the conference record? Yo, I dominated in the NFC, but I still got to check to see if we played some of the same teams first just to see if you get the edge. Get the freak. Man, I'm going to need the NFL to get rid of some of these dumb rules, yo.
Right. I am with you. And it's one of those things that's just hard to track. And so here's why the Rams would be ahead of the 49ers. The Rams beat the Jags, the Texans, and the Bucks, who the 49ers lost to. The 49ers beat the Falcons and Panthers, who the Rams lost to. Therefore, they're 3-2 against common opponents where there's a differentiation there. Now, Brock only started one of those games against the Jags. Max started the other two, but that is the difference. And that is why, so like, and again, here is the playoff seedings understanding. 49ers win, first seed, no questions asked. 49ers lose, Rams lose, 49ers fifth
seed.
49ers lose, Rams win, 49ers sixth seed. So that's kind of where that is. So hopefully that just clarifies everything, because I know everybody, the ESPN and NFL snapshot of the, you know, standings, common opponents is not factored in there. So whenever you're looking at, oh man, divisional record, then conference record, everybody's like, oh wait, the 49ers win this one. Not so fast, sadly. So I'm hoping that that clears up some of this stuff. Hopefully we get there. Oh, look, I want to get Wayne's take on this. I'm stuck. And, okay. You know, Wayne's been to a lot of games with me. And I always wear my Navarro Bowman signed jersey, which Wayne got signed for me, by the way. We were in Denver. We were running the event, and it was real busy. And I was like, Wayne, can you please go get Navarro to sign this? I took my jersey off my freaking – I took it off my body, handed it to Wayne. Wayne went and handled business. Am I wrong?
No, that's when Navarro and I became really good friends. Yeah. First of all, we became good friends when I got off the airplane because we were playing Penn State that weekend. And he saw me with my Michigan stuff on. So that was the first connection. And then when we got there, man, Navarro must have signed your jersey, my jersey, a couple of cards. I had him sign my underwear. Like, at that point, I felt like I was in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cool dude, great family. His mom's one of the greatest people I've ever met in my entire life. I remember when Rome was a little infant and we went down to the Commanders game. And his mom, they're from the D.C. area. And so we tailgated with the Bowman family and stuff like that. And his mom was one of the people that helped watch my little son Rome at that time. So just cool family, man. Love the Bowmans.
That's amazing. So, like, Navarro Bowman's my second favorite player in 49ers history. He goes, Jerry Rice, Navarro Bowman for me. Like, yeah. I love this man. So my favorite jersey that I own is that autographed jersey, the black and red one. So I hate the Seahawks so much that I was like, man, I've got to wear my Bowman jersey after, you know, the injury and they threw the popcorn on him and all that stuff. But the 49ers are wearing their rivalry jerseys. Mm. And so I've got the new Fred Warner rivalry jersey. So then it's like, man, which one do I wear? Do I match the 49ers? Is that what we're going to do here? And so I asked everybody yesterday. It was split. Then I put this poll out on Twitter, and it's got a couple hundred votes. Everybody's saying wear the new Fred Warner rivalry jersey. Not how I would have voted, but I'm going to turn it over to the public. I wanted to wear the Bowman throwback, red and black autograph, but they're saying wear the Fred Warner, so that's what I'm going to wear. What are your thoughts? Yeah, it's a hard one, man. It's a hard one. Wearing the jerseys, like, do you go through the dilemma with what, like, to pack whenever you go to games and, like, what to wear?
I do. I stopped wearing jerseys to games because I didn't want to get to this dilemma. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just like to match at that point. Yeah. But no, seriously, that's a tough one, man. Like, I want to say go with the Bowman because that's what you're used to wearing, and the Niners been winning.
I got a pretty good record on that.
Got
jersey.
A pretty good record in the Bowman. But listen, them black rivalry jerseys are sexy. This might be a once in a lifetime thing. To where we don't wear these jerseys ever again. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Fred's going to be in the building. He's not playing, but neither is Bowman. I would go with the Fred, man. I would go with the – that's my favorite guy. Like, I would go with Fred. Sorry, John.
Nah, that's okay. And so, like, dude, I love Fred Warner. I love Fred Warner. We were there. We got to hang out with Fred Warner, too. He was incredible.
Yeah.
Like,
another incredible dude, right? That was in Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the 49ers are not hurting for amazing, you know, players that take care of the fans and do like just do their stuff, which is awesome. But I'm going with the people. I'm a man of the people. Democracy. I got to go with it. So I'm going to be wearing the Fred Warner rivalries. I'm going to match everybody else. That's okay. So that's where that is. So anyway, the people have spoken. The people have spoken. Let's talk Hall of Fame. Let's talk some Hall of Fame. The NFL has narrowed down to 15 finalists for the 2026 Hall of Fame. Now, this is a crazy deep class, one of the better classes that's been out in several years.
It's a great class.
And so, like, I don't think a lot of people understand the process. So I want to go through that, and we're going to do a little mini process here on the show. There are 15 finalists. Mm-hmm. Here's how the process works. There are 50 voters, and what they do is next they'll narrow it down to 10. Then mm-hmm. 7, mm-hmm. and then they vote on those final 7, and those have to get an 80% yes vote. It's a yes, no vote by the 50 people once they get down to 7. And again, there's no more announcements. So, like, there's the 15 finalists, and then you'll have your guys that are in or not. There's not another, okay, now this is the 10. Now, you don't know about the final 10. You don't know about the final 7. This is it. This is all we get. Then we get the yes or no. So here are the finalists, okay? You've got 4 elite first ballot Hall of Famers, and Philip Rivers was one of them. But now he's out because he came back to play.
Did anybody take his spot?
Nobody took a spot because the process had already been started. But you could argue one of these 15 have made it.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't know who or how that would have, you know what I mean? They don't release that.
No,
so
I got
one
you.
One of these would not have.
Just trying to figure out which one might not have been on this list, because Philip Rivers would have been in
here. He would have been on the list.
That means they would have took 3 quarterbacks this year.
Possibly. So the first ballot guys, Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, and of course Frank Gore, right? So there's 4 first ballot eligible finalists. Those usually are like the ones that have the highest likelihood of getting in. And Drew Brees 100% in. One quarterback's almost
he's 100% in, right?
Yeah.
But it's hard to argue like Eli not getting in because he got 2 Super Bowls.
He's been on this list a few times before.
Okay, but you said first ballot, it'll be Drew.
Yeah, so the only first time they've ever been eligible is Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, Frank Gore. That's it. The rest have had lots of chances.
All 4 of those guys are getting in, man.
Dude, Jason Witten had 11 Pro Bowls.
Yo, Jason Witten was hands down one of the best tight ends ever. Like, ever. Like, but he was a blocking tight end, but receiving tight end. He was the check down king, like hands down, like, right? He ran pretty good routes. Like, let me ask you this. If you had to pick a Dallas Cowboy tight end, I'm going to give you 2. Who would you pick? Jason Witten or Jay Novacek?
Every day. Companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records in the internet, then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. Well, Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. They also give you a VPN to stay private, antivirus to block threats, a password manager to keep your login safe, and spam call protection to cut off scammers. That's my favorite thing. I used to get these calls all the time. It's been cut. It's done since I signed up with Aura. So if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura for free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That is enough time for Aura to start removing all your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today, aura.com/remove, and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's Aura, aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And people watching this show, trust me, we don't give 2 flying fucks about the Cowboys. We just having a conversation.
Yeah, no, this is what we used to do walking to school every day in the 90s. You know what I mean? This is
training cards.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
People know. Yeah. I would probably take as a player Jason Witten. I'd probably take Jason Witten just because the longevity, I think, is a big deal.
The longevity was there.
He did it through multiple coaches, multiple quarterbacks, yeah. multiple schemes, multiple. And that's like people don't understand. Like, I'm the biggest George Kittle guy that exists.
Oh, hands down.
But whenever you look at Jason Witten's like longevity and numbers,
he was bigger too, though.
He's almost twice as many receptions, twice as many yards, twice as many touchdowns as Kittle at this point in his career. Now, Kittle's not done playing, obviously, but
yeah, but he was more available. He was part of that Dallas Cowboys offense. I mean, Tony Romo and Jason Witten was a thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said he was the check down king. Like, Tony wasn't dumping it to no running back. He was dumping it to Jason Witten. It was Witten. Jay Novacek was a part of that crew, though, but he was one of those last tough, take the hits over the middle type of tight ends, get decapitated, get back up, put his head back on, go back out there and play football. Two different styles of tight ends, though. Two different styles of tight ends.
But, like, I will say this. Jason Witten, 1,228 receptions. Whew. George Kittle, 590. Yeah. Like, he's not halfway. The numbers just aren't there. So, and also, I do have to say, is Jace Witten, Walter Payton, Man of the Year. That is a big deal to me. I think that's a big deal to the voters as well.
Hands down.
So, anyway, take that for what you will. Now, here are the other 11 finalists that have had chances to get in before but did not. I'm going to go through these quick. Willie Anderson, Jari Evans, Torrey Holt, Luke Kuechly, Eli Manning, Terrell Suggs, Adam Vinatieri, Reggie Wayne, Kevin Williams, Darren Woodson, Marshall Yanda. Like, so it's a Hall of Fame.
Three offensive linemen on this list.
Yes. And so typically, let's just say five get in. You could do more than five.
Five.
Usually three to five, three to six get in.
Five but what?
Five of all these players I mentioned.
Oh, my gosh.
Get in. That's it. Like, there's going to be some elite snubs where people are going to be.
I don't think. Manning doesn't get in because of Drew Brees.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, because you got Brees on here.
Yeah, and I mean, shoot, Manning, I'll say, I do think Manning deserves to get in eventually, but he had no all pros ever. The two Super Bowls were awesome, but like never was he the best or second best or third best quarterback in the league at any point.
All right.
Here.
So we picking the top five?
Yeah, so I want you to do a yes or no vote.
Go ahead.
Go through these, and we're going to start at the guys that have been had the chance, and we're going to finish with the first ballots, okay?
Yeah.
Marshall Yanda, yes or no?
No.
Darren Woodson, yes or no?
No.
Kevin Williams, yes or no?
No.
Reggie Wayne, yes or no? I think so, too.
It's time.
I think so, too. I'm putting the money sign next to his name. Adam Vinatieri, yes or no?
I don't know why he's not in, but yes.
He's a kicker. Kicker's got to wait usually, almost
always. Okay, well, okay, but put a question mark by him.
Terrell Suggs.
Put a question mark by Terrell Suggs.
Okay.
This is not his first go-round, though.
No, it's not.
Right, so put a question mark.
Eli
Manning. I got a method to this. No Manning, because Drew Brees messed him up.
Luke Kuechly.
Kuechly, yes, it's time.
Yeah. Let's see here. Torrey Holt.
Who?
Yeah, Torrey Holt had some years, man.
But Fitzgerald's on the list.
So you're looking at positions.
Yeah, you man. You know how it works.
Yep.
I'm going to X off the Holt. I'm sorry. It's only, listen, because Larry getting in. First ballot, getting in.
Yeah, Larry is. I think he's top five wide receiver all the time. Jari Evans.
Yes. That's the offensive lineman that's getting in this year.
You're a Jari Evans guy. I want to look up.
You want to talk about longevity. I'll take him over Yanda.
He's played 11 years, was a guard, 6 Pro Bowls, 4 All Pros, 1 Super Bowl, all decade 2010 team. Now, he's been out for 8 years, so this is his third or fourth time in there, but still, okay, all right, I like that. Willie Anderson.
No.
No? Okay, Frank Gore?
Yes.
Yes. Jason Witten, we said yes. Larry Fitzgerald, we said yes. Drew Brees, we said yes. So here's the issue is, and this is what they do in the situation room when they're voting these guys. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You got 9. 4 of these guys got to go. 4 of these guys got to go. So here are the guys that you said yes with hesitation to. Man, this is going to be hard. Reggie Wayne, Adam Vinatieri, Terrell Suggs, Jari Evans, Luke Kuechly.
So you could take off Vinatieri.
You got to keep one.
Huh?
You get to keep one of these.
Oh, I get to keep one of the ones that you just mentioned.
Jarry Evans, Luke Kuechly, Terrell Suggs, Adam Vinatieri, or Reggie Wayne. Now, if you want to throw
Wait, I can only keep one of those?
That's it. That's the problem.
I think Reggie Wayne gets over Luke Kuechly then.
I think so, too. You got to put Reggie Wayne in, man. One, they love offense more than anything, and they always put in the skill position, whatever.
So that's two receivers. Yep.
Man, so that would be Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, Frank Gore, and Reggie Wayne. No particular order.
Whew. Wait, but I don't.
Whew. I want to see the chat. Who would you vote? You get one vote, Reggie Wayne or Luke Kuechly. You get one vote for the Hall of Fame. You only one of these guys gets in. Luke Kuechly.
What if you had to pick between Wayne or Fitzgerald? Now we having a conversation.
Larry Fitzgerald.
That dude played for 95 years. But Wayne played for a good long time too, man. And Wayne caught touchdown passes from some great guys.
He did. I
just don't see how Wayne doesn't get in. See how Wayne hasn't made it in yet. He must have had some serious comp.
Here's the issue, right? Okay. Reggie Wayne, 6 Pro Bowls, 1 All-Pro, 1 Super Bowl. Larry Fitzgerald, 11 Pro Bowls, 1 All-Pro, All-Decade Team, Walter Payton Man of the Year. You look at receptions, Larry Fitzgerald, 400 more receptions. Larry Fitzgerald, 3,000 more yards. Larry Fitzgerald, 40 more touchdowns. Like, the stats don't
over
stack.
Reggie Wayne?
Over Reggie Wayne. Like, the longevity people don't know.
That longevity is key. That's why people asking, like, why is Luke Kuechly not in? It was tough.
It's hard, man. He didn't play long. He was the best.
I think he played one more year after Patrick Willis, right?
I want to make sure we get that right.
Or it might have been equal.
I mean, Luke Kuechly, he's got 7 Pro Bowls, 5 All Pros. Very similar.
Oh, he's got the stats. It's just
Patrick Willis had to wait.
Right. That's what I'm
saying.
Patrick
Willis had to wait.
That's what I'm saying. Precedent
has been set. It's been set. So, and you know, no Super Bowl, obviously, for Kuechly, whatever else. Now,
no Super Bowl for Patrick Willis, but he got in.
Dude, look at the answers. So, yeah, people, I love this fan base because
I think rings do matter.
Oh, yeah.
They help you out. They're more of a boost than they are.
Yeah, tiebreaker, maybe.
Yeah, like how we were just talking about the tiebreakers and bullcrap. You know, I just think Luke is a top 5 linebacker of all time. His processing of linebacking is none greater. And I feel like that's what you're getting from like the Fred Warner of the game. Like just watching him process the game as a commentator the other day on Monday Night Football was crazy.
That's what you get. He was like that old school linebacker. And he had the physicality and athleticism.
Oh, no. Yes.
It was all up in here. Thomas plus athleticism.
There you go. Oh. I don't, you know, whereas you look at Patrick Willis, man, that dude was just a force. He was the perfect combination of speed, strength, force, and he was smart. It's just feet couldn't keep up, right? That's why these guys had to retire. Luke Kuechly, the concussions. It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm.
That stuff's scary. So, you know, the Chapman and Wayne Breezy Super Bowl ballot would be Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, Frank Gore, and Luke Kuechly.
That's my starting five, bro. That's a bad five, man. That's a bad starting five. Bad as meaning good. Like, don't F with us bad.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'll put those guys on the basketball court any day.
Reggie Wayne would be my first one off the ballot, which hurts. And I don't like doing that. No, none of us like doing that, right? Like, that's the killer there. So
sorry, Wayne. Wayne gonna have to wait again. Because Larry effing him up. Bro,
he's messing them all up.
Because Wayne, to me, it should be Wayne over Holt. I like Torrey Holt, but it should be Wayne over Holt. They're going to be on the ballots again. So it depends on that next receiver that's eligible.
Yeah. And I'll say this, Reggie Wayne's getting in, Adam Vinatieri's getting in, Terrell Suggs getting in, Jarry Evans getting in. I think Eli Manning will eventually get in because of what he's doing on TV now. And the memorable moments, most of these guys will get in. it's just going to take time. And, you know, to flip that, you look at the seniors category, typically three to five, you know, typically three get in. Roger Craig is a finalist there. There's eight finalists there. And so Roger Craig, like, can you get Frank Gore and Roger Craig in the same years? And they go through the same process.
Yeah, but one's a senior finalist. Right. Yeah, yeah.
But it's still in. Like,
it's still in, but you can't. No, you can't.
Can't do both.
Can't do both. I'll take Frank Gore over Roger Craig, though.
Yeah, I think most people would, but like the nostalgic,
nostalgic is Craig. Like, but for some reason, the only thing people don't remember Roger Craig as the first running back / fullback for the 1,000 yard club. I feel like they only focus on the negative fumbles. Like the fumbles is what they remember
him.
That's
one of the last memories everybody has.
It's just a memory. What about everything else? That's like. Never mind. I'm not even gonna go into that. But that's just
what
like
have you done for me lately.
BS yeah, mindset. That's I hate that. That's that. It, man.
Oh, well, okay. Let me ask you this, and I agree with Shane and I agree with RTP. If you had to, because these voters will be doing this process in their head, if you had to vote for one, and you could only vote for Frank Gore, and you could only vote for Roger Craig, and I hate to do this, but let's Song of Solomon. We're cutting the kid in half. Somebody got that reference. like, what do you do? You got to pick one. You can vote Frank or you can vote Roger. Can't vote both. What do you do this year? I'm voting Frank.
I'll go Roger because he getting old. Frank going to have some more time.
But I want Frank to be the first ballot. Roger already had to wait.
So now let him.
15 years to 16
Yeah,
years.
So let him get in. Like, yeah. Frank going to get in. Frank played for 30 years. He getting in. He don't got a Super Bowl either. John is evil. That was pretty evil, wasn't it?
It was. But, like, I want the difficult because this is what those 50 people in the room, this is what they go through. And they do say, we're not putting two Niners in. We're not putting two running. We're not putting two 49ers running backs in the same year. Like, there's already too many running backs in the Hall of Fame as is. Like, I'm telling you, these are conversations that sports writers go through.
I don't digress. I don't disagree. This is tough, but only one of them getting in, bro. I think it's gonna be Frank over Craig. I'm sorry. I don't know if Craig will ever get in, but if I had to vote, I'd be like, listen, there'd be no Christian McCaffrey if there wasn't Roger Craig. As much as y'all love Christian McCaffrey, when we get back down to this conversation, when it's his turn. And we're like, John and I are like 60. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be happening quick.
We're going to be 45. No, I'm about to be 45 in like 15 days, 60 days. But no, seriously, when we're having this conversation and Christian McCaffrey falls short or don't let him do something crazy. I mean, this dude fumbled in the Super Bowl. But I don't get it. I don't get it, man. He should be in. That's how I look at it.
And it's funny because we had these situations. Who was it? It was Patrick Willis and Bryant Young. And Patrick Willis went and told the voting committee, don't vote for me, put in Bryant Young.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what Patrick Willis did. Now, I've hung out with Frank a few times this year, and he has signed every single autograph, Frank Gore, Hall of Fame class 2026. Like, this is it, like a negative to Frank. Frank wants in first. Like, he wants a Hall of Fame tour next year, and it's deserved. It's like, dude, you're third most rushing yards all time.
Ooh. Frank Gore is the man. I hope you don't get mad at me. But Frank, you could wait. Go tell the committee, don't put me in over Roger Craig. It's cut the shit, committee.
I want both. I want both.
I know, but both going to happen. It's not going to happen
like,
at the same time.
What type of pie do you want? You want blueberry? I want both.
Like, right.
I want both. They're
both going to happen, just not at the same time.
Yeah. Man, they're so.
I just don't know if Roger Craig ever going to get in, man. Like because the game has changed, and you got running backs just breaking all kinds of records. You got running backs with crazy accolades.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Get this dude his flowers while he's still alive, man. And I'm not saying do it as he deserves though.
Yes, and a lot of these guys are deserving.
Oh, for
maybe
sure.
None more deserving than Roger Craig. And shout out to Mr. Kerrigan. John asked a question. I have to go with Roger. He should have been in the Hall of Fame years ago.
There you go.
And Ben says, you know, they're not competing because they're separate categories. And that is true, but it's the same voters. You're going to vote on the finalists, and then you're going to go to the next category. And there is a carryover. Man, we just voted it. I'm telling you.
So
both get in. Okay, both to get in.
So my question is, how many people are going to make it in every year? Six this year. Six, seven, five, six, seven?
There's not a quota. They have to get that 80% yes, no vote.
Oh, so usually, about the votes.
It's kind of 3 to 5 of the regular Hall of Fame, and then there's like maybe 3 seniors and maybe 1 or 2 coaches. But it's all about the 80% threshold of the 80 voters. So you've got to get those 40 out of 50 voters to say yes. That's what it comes down to. But yeah. Anyway, we're good. This could be a whole show, and
there's nothing wrong with it though, because listen, we talking Hall of Fame, and it's that time. We do this every year. So for those that don't know, go back and watch the show around this time last year.
Nostalgia.
We love football, and it is nothing better having a 49er up here. So we actually have 2 49ers up here. I just don't want Roger Craig on this list. As a senior, I mean, now he's a senior finalist. Like, you see where I'm going? We gonna be a deceased finalist? Where are we going with this? Christian McCaffrey, first ballot Hall of Fame. Christian McCaffrey, Roger Craig, gone to heaven finalist. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Get them in. All right, next up, we're gonna be talking linebackers, current linebackers on the 49ers and some issues right after this. Guys, we have been working with MyBookie for almost 8 years now, and it doesn't matter what it is that you want to bet on. You want a casino, you want to bet on football, draft, over-unders, player props, basketball, baseball, politics, you name it. They got it all. So go to MyBookie, use promo code 49ers, and you're going to get a bet back bonus, which means when you bet something and you click to opt in and you don't win that bet, you get it all back. Comes with a one-time rollover, which is like nothing. And again, this is a site that you can trust because we've been using them all the time. And if you're one of those people that's just like, I don't even know what to do. I don't know where to find the stuff, whatever else. Well, we take care of that for you as well. Over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page, we post our weekly season-long draft bets, everything 49ers, every single week. We post them on Friday or Saturday, depending on the game. And we walk you through. We have how-to videos, how to do a teaser bet, how to do parlays, all that different stuff. So if you want to get involved and you want to check it, bet anything, anytime at MyBookie and use promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS for your bet back bonus. You're in charge. All right. Shout out to my good friend, Jack Cooley. Appreciate the super chat, your friendship. Cooley. You're the freaking man. Thank you, brother. He says, love seeing you in Indy, John. Thanks for facilitating ways to make new friends. Man, those parties were a good time. My question is regarding Kendricks. It doesn't seem like linebacker play has improved at all. What's the best solution with the current personnel? Wayne, I want you to go first. Linebacker play has been bad.
Best solution. You just put the mother freakers out there, bro, and just hopefully they can execute and understand what the hell they're asked to do. Like, listen, you lose Fred Warner, you lost a lot. Like, you literally lost a lot. And it comes down to matchups, right? It comes down to what the defenders are seeing out there. I know we blame Robert Saleh for things and stuff like that, but these players, they got to execute, man. When they see these formations on the football field, whether it's 2x2, 1x2, they got to know what their roles and assignments are doing. I'm sorry, I'm still pissed the freak off when D. Winters was turning around, like, looking, don't turn your head to the quarterback, you mother freaker. Like, at least keep your eyes on him.
That was one of the worst plays I've ever seen a linebacker have in the history of
this dude is sports. Third year in and still making those kind of mistakes. I don't know what Robert Saleh has to do. So, Jack, I hate to say this to you, bro. It is what it is. We're going to get to the Super Bowl, and we're going to win the Super Bowl with below average linebacker. Yes, way below average linebacker play. It's just the way it is. Kendricks, old. He's just not that guy. And he's a Mike at that. And if we're not using him at Mike, he's not going to be good. I would put him in over Tatum Bethune. But Bethune has been really solid in stopping the run. So
he can do one thing well. That's it.
He said, Jesus, take the wheel. I'm telling you, it is tough. It is tough, bro. Jack, I hate to. It's just they will have good plays. They will make good plays, but you're still going to get missed tackles. You're still going to get confusion and blown coverages. And it's you got to kudos to these offensive coordinators, man. They're putting these formations out there, and it's confusing the hell out of the young linebackers.
Yeah. It's bad.
Shane!
Yeah, we got Shane, we got Ben, we got all these guys in the chat just having a good time. I freaking love it. The linebacker play drives me crazy. And, you know, one of the questions I was going to ask you, what do you think the biggest issues on the defense are personnel-wise?
Oh,
and
still safeties, though.
Yeah, I said Jair Brown and D-liners.
It's all the safeties.
Malik's definitely on the list. Tatum's definitely on the list as well.
And I know it's too premature to probably say this, but at this point, I really don't care. I mean, we're winning. I'd rather have been winning or struggling with the rookie out there, because at least he has the speed to cover, right? I think the biggest issue with Marquise Siegel was he just couldn't make the play on the ball. But you know what I didn't have to worry about him with, John? Him blowing the coverage? He was there on every play. He just was giving up the catch. Well, at least he was there. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like by week 18, 17, 18, he probably will put the middle finger on the ball and get a PBU. At this point, so I don't know why they gave up on him so early. I like Jair Brown. He's a box safety. He would be great for Big Nickel, but instead you use Jason Pinnock in the Big Nickel, and that guy's scared to tackle. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Safeties, linebackers.
It was funny. The Bears put out, like, their social media team put out, like, offensive highlights or whatever, and every single play is 27. Like, he's –
they targeted him, right?
27. Like, yeah. I mean, it was crazy. Just like, it was almost comical. It's like, oh, that's on Jai. Oh, that, okay, that one's on Jai. That's on Jai. Okay, that's five. That's six in a row. Like, I mean, it was just, it was comical. Like,
that was,
it was comical.
He's just doesn't have the athleticism for some reason to play deep. He doesn't have it.
He doesn't. I mean, he gave up two touchdowns in this game alone, but it ain't going to change. They're not going
to
change.
Oh, it's too late to change it now, right? Yeah. You just got to roll. That's why, same thing with the linebackers, guys. You just got to roll with it, you know?
Lean with it. Rock with it.
Rock with it.
What it is.
Jack. Oh, I'm going to need them to do that. Man, get that Dougie out of there, man.
I'm a Texas guy. We don't talk trash on Dougie. We don't talk trash on Dougie here.
It's not wrong with Dougie. Not wrong with it, but switch it up. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If Brock gonna go nostalgic black people dances, just switch it up a little bit. Know what I'm saying? I would like to see a little A-Town stomp. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
You know, just a little something. Switch it up.
I ain't mad. I love it, dude. That's awesome. Oh, dude, that is great. Jax, thanks for the super chat. The best two to ever do it. That is so kind. Keep up the great work, guys. And I wish you guys much more success in 2026.
Thank you, Jax.
New Year's favorite. Jax is so sweet. Like, I'm going to say this. Like, sometimes she'll buy road trip tickets and give them away. And it's so cool finding somebody every single time saying, like, you know, look, somebody gifted this to you. And I want to let you know the community is here for you, because some people can't afford to pay for the, you know, tailgates and all you can eat, all you can drink and all that stuff. But Jax just continually makes memories for others and helps build connections for others, even though they don't even meet.
That's solid, right?
He is one of the best ever. Oscar, my man, good friend here. He says, Brady ain't Brady without Vinatieri. 16 equals the true GOAT. Now, again, I'm a never draft kicker guy. I believe kickers belong in the Hall of Fame. I believe kickers belong in the Hall of Fame on down years where you could squeeze them in. Vinatieri's amazing. I ain't trying. Like, probably
he's got to be probably the best kicker. Like,
but I ain't putting him in over a Reggie Wayne.
Can we look up to see what kickers are even in the Hall of Fame? I know Aaron Anderson has got to be in there, right?
Well, they just got the Ray Guy. Whenever he went in, he was the very first punter, and I remember his Hall of Fame speech. He's like, "Now we can finally field a complete Hall of Fame team."
Oh, because they got the first punter in. That's crazy.
So Adam Vinatieri, 3 Pro Bowls, 3 All Pros, 4 Super Bowl champs. Let's look at how many Pro Bowlers. He's got the second highest Pro Football Hall of Fame monitor score. Morton Anderson's in. Adam Vinatieri's in. Jan Strinerund is in, back from the 60s and 80s. And that's it. There's only 3.
Wait, what? You just said
there's only 2.
You just said Vinatieri was in.
No, Vinatieri's not in. He has the second highest score ever.
Right, so Morten Andersen.
Morten Andersen and Jan Stenerud. I apologize if
so there's only two kickers in the Hall of
there's
Fame?
There's only two kickers in.
Yeah, Adam not going to make it for another 5 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but he will be the next, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's going to get in.
Oh, let me ask you this question.
Down year.
When is Justin Tucker's ballot time?
He ain't getting in.
Ever?
I don't think so. Not
really?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And again, I'm a Longhorn. I don't think he ever gets in. I think.
Damn.
I mean, you've seen this with.
I mean, I know he got the
stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. The off the field. Okay. Well, barring the off the field stuff.
So if from Pro Football Reference, they do a Pro Football Hall of Fame score. And so the highest score ever for a kicker is 97. Morten Andersen, he's already in.
Damn.
Adam Vinatieri second with a 94.
Oh, he's getting
Justin
in.
Tucker is third with an 81.
So them your top, I just wanted to say I brought up a good point because 88 or whatever you just said, that's pretty good. That's pretty
really?
Good.
Five All Pros, seven Pro Bowlers. Yeah,
and
he's
two Super Bowls, right?
Two Super Bowls.
So
one Super Bowl.
One Super Bowl. My apologies. So bearing the off the field issues, Tucker will get in probably 2037.
Yeah, but not with the off the field stuff. So
right.
I don't think he gets in.
I just is tough, man. I mean, I get what Oscar is saying, though. I will say he has more points than Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, does he have the most? Adam Vinatieri has the most extra points made ever. He has the most field goals made
ever.
That
dude has more points than any player in the league.
He gets in, just not this year.
Yeah.
Not
with this ballot. Not with this ballot.
Yeah, you're not voting. No, I don't think anybody would vote.
Poor
Adam Vinatieri over Reggie Wayne, who were on the same team. I think everybody would vote.
Yeah, well,
I
Reggie like Wayne. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. And we didn't even have Reggie Wayne getting in. So, like, you got to bump somebody to get him on there. And I don't disagree that he should be in. I'm saying he ain't getting in this year. Yeah. Silent. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for the super chat. Great vibes with the wide receiver core. What'll it take to keep him? Well, okay, you look at.
The big
question mark is
the only one
just
is Juwan Jennings.
That's it. Everybody else can come back. Like, you can get Kendrick Bourne on the cheap. Ricky Pearsall, he's locked up for another 4 years.
Even think they bring back Juwan Jennings because you could get Ricky.
So
you can get Kendrick Bourne on the cheap.
Man, I want Alec Pierce, dude.
I think the Niners, they go look at free agents, right? And then they're gonna, you know, that. So the Niners the Niners are going to continue to draft wide receivers, and they're going free agency, right? But they're going on the cheap end of the free agency.
Cheap. Now, okay, let me ask you this. You're John Lynch, and I think we've done this same practice before.
Yeah.
You call Juwan Jennings. It's you and Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
What is the most you would offer him per year? Dale says $17 million. What would you offer Juwan Jennings? Look, we want to keep you here. Obviously, it works.
I think $13 million is enough per year.
Yeah.
12, 13, you know?
Make it super incentive heavy, which he responds very well to.
Right. I mean, and I think that's a thing, right? And so, like, you look at Jennings, he knows he can go out and earn a little bit more money, you know, based off incentives. Congratulations on the 666,000. That's a crazy number, bro. Like, 666. Anyway, congratulations on that incentive.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. You know what's funny? So, I did my money league. Okay. And it's the one where, you know, I make the most money in for fantasy football. It's the one I put all my blood, sweat, and tears into getting straight. You know what I'm saying? I was losing. I was losing because the Niners couldn't keep DeAndre Swift bitch ass out of the end zone, right? Out of all the Bears players, it was that motherfucker but what had happened was the Bears dumbass linebacker bit on Christian McCaffrey in the underneath route, which freed up Juwan Jennings over the middle of the field. He caught it, caught a touchdown, and I ended up winning.
Oh,
man,
nice.
Listen, JJ, I don't owe you none of my money, but you could give me some of that $667,000 incentive, bro. Cause I was so happy. I didn't even know I won. I got a text message in the morning, bro. Congrats for being back-to-back champs. I'm like, what? Cause I was losing. Cause DeAndre Swift. I said, this mother, out of all the people we had to stop. All the people couldn't stop him from scoring. So,
dude,
it's funny. Thank you, Jennings.
Thank you, Jennings. He's been awesome. And
I don't think he'll take 11, Vic.
11 for 3 years. I would offer that.
I mean, I would do that. I just don't think he'll take that.
I'm with you guys, though. I'm doing it on the cheap side and say, look, we're going to pay this. If you don't want that, go get signed.
But that's the
we'll
offer
take the
right
compensation
there. Compensation
pick.
Sis.
Yeah.
That's the offer. Like, that's the Niners offer. It's not a low offer either, but it's probably going to be like, I can't deal with any more wide receiving shit.
I can't, man.
I can't. Higher, Niners, please.
We've been through BA. We've been through D.
Oh, my God. I didn't even want to go back to that era. I'm just saying. I can't do any more John Lynch wide receiving stuff, bro. Like, just give him a little bit more. Bump it up to 12, 13. Make him an offer that he kind of, like, can't refuse. And make an incentive base and get it done early. Like, they come in at 11. He might be like, nah, I'm good. He'll get 15,
okay.
16 somewhere else.
Let him go. Like,
I agree with that.
I don't have a problem with that.
I agree, but I don't think 13 is breaking the bank per year.
No, I don't think so either. Right here from Lyle, appreciate the super chat.
Oh, gosh.
If Kittle is healthy and can play against the Seahawks, what do you think about having a two tight end set with Kittle and Tonjes for the run game and pass game? Everybody wants this. Kyle Shanahan won't do it.
I don't know why. He did it. Yeah, he did it with doesn't even make sense. You do it with Farrell and you do it with mother freaking Tonjes, but you won't do it with Kittle and Tonjes. But he didn't even do this with Kittle and Dwelly. No. He just won't do it.
There's two different tight end roles. And people don't understand this for the 49ers. There's the blocking role, which is all Luke Farrell does.
That's it.
And then there's the move role, which a lot of people call the F.
Heck.
And that's the Kittle-Tonjes role. So when Kittle goes out, Farrell doesn't play up. They tried this the first or second week.
Right.
Week 2, week 3, and it didn't work. And then they're like, screw it. We're just putting Tonjes in the Kittle role, and Farrell's just going to stay where he is. Farrell's been great at that. Like, Farrell's not bad. He was the highest graded player this week. Like,
yeah.
He was 90, awesome.
In the 90s, bro.
But he ain't part of the passing game. He's a run blocker.
He's part of the red zone game. I'll give him that, right? Here's the thing. Kyle, I need Kyle to go back to the Washington when they were the Redskins. I forgot what the hell they were. Generals, Commanders, I don't know. When he had Jordan Reed. Then he brought Jordan Reed here. That was going to be one of the most electrifying dual tight end sets. There was no – how are you going to use them? I know Kyle wasn't going to use Kittle as just a blocker. So he has a Jordan Reed-esque type of a player in Jake Tonjes. Use him. Like, use this dude, Kyle. I don't get it, man. Like, you if anything, it'll be beneficial. Like, you still have blocking out there. And Tonjes is not a shabby blocker. He's better than Dwelly was in the run blocking game. Use him. I don't get it. He won't do it, though. But he was going to do it when we signed Jordan Reed as a free agent. Unfortunately, Kittle got injured. Then Jordan Reed stepped up. We were like, yeah! Then he got injured. And it's just a crazy season.
Cam's dad, appreciate Super Chat. He says, Wayne, Tonjes can't block well enough. Like, I'm not the biggest PFF grade guy. Jake Tonjes actually has a higher blocking grade than
it's matchups, Cam's dad. It's matchups, man. It's just the matchups. Who he has to block. There's time. He's getting better. I mean, the last game he had a pretty good run blocking grade. So, it's tough. It's tough. But you could be right. And thank you for the super chat.
Yeah, incredible. You guys are the best. Now, if you're going to the game this week or anytime, and dude, I'm pumped. I haven't been to a lot of home games this year. I've been at home with the fam and whatever else. I'm going to the game this weekend. And because it's Saturday,
wear your Bowman jersey under the Warner jersey.
Wear both jerseys.
And wear both jerseys.
Why? I'll switch at halftime. Why
there
not?
You go. Yeah, best of both worlds.
That's awesome. So anyway, if you want to get tickets to any sporting event, concert, whatever, only one place to go. Hey, Niner faithful, if you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. All right. Look at this from Dale. I like this. He says, Robert Saleh doesn't have his handpicked talent, and everyone is in a wheelchair. How could anyone say Saleh is the problem? What other D coordinator could have gotten the Niners group with what he is doing? I don't think anybody is saying, like, I think it's okay to say Robert Saleh didn't have a good game. It was a bad game against Chicago. But I don't think he's the problem. It was not a good called game at all.
I slightly disagree. I thought the game he called against Chicago was better than the game we beat the Colts with. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that he had guys just lined up in the wrong spots and whatever. This game, you saw him change stuff up. Like, you saw him with the cover, with the two high safeties, and then the bringing the safety down to stop the run. Like, you saw that. He made Ben Johnson adjust. Like, usually we don't make the offensive coordinators adjust. I do agree with this comment, though. But I don't think it was a bad call game from Saleh. I just really think it came down to players just not being able to execute again. Yeah. But he does have games where he's called bad, just like Kyle Shanahan has bad call games, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. Nobody's perfect all the
time. No.
I think Robert Saleh is one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL. I think he's definitely top five.
Dude about to get a head coaching job just like that. Like, that's how crazy it'd be.
If he wants it, he could get it. But, man, I ain't taking none of these damn jobs. Not if I'm him. I'm waiting for a quarterback and a quality owner. Until I get that, I ain't leaving. I hope he don't leave. I love Rob. Like, you are not fighting for the one seed without Robert Saleh. If you had Nick Sorensen coaching this team, you're out of the playoffs. Period. You're not in the playoffs.
We got four. Like, we have five wins.
Yeah. No. That dude. Anyway. Stefan, thanks for the super chat. John, my 17-1 bet is still alive for the Niners to win out. Glad you joined me too. Now let's go. Yeah, I put a little bet down on the 49ers to win it all. I bet them to win the NFC West. I bet them to win the NFC. I bet them to win the Super Bowl. Didn't bet a whole lot, but let's go, Stefan. I hope you hit it. Thank you, William. I appreciate you. And, man, I almost forgot. We have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout meeting tonight. So this is the time to hear from you. 5 p.m. Pacific time tonight. Details and the Zoom link and everything has already been posted on the 40hoursrush.com and on our Patreon channel. So all that's in the link in the description. William, hopefully I get to see you there, my friend. Wayne, talk to me about your Patreon, the explosives, what you got going on over there.
Yeah, man, I do the live watch parties there as well now. So we do watch parties. We join together, eat, watch the game, have a good time. We cuss, scream, holler, cheer, do all that good stuff on game days. And then I got the Patreon breakdown videos, the explosive plays, the negative plays, all that stuff. And you can kind of see where the Niners made mistakes, and you can see where the Niners took advantage. You hear Brock talk about this every single freaking week, and it's really good to see Brock go out there and look for those explosive plays. He says, listen, they're there every game. We just got to execute them. He just said it at the last presser. And that's why I kind of stick to that. Like, I love seeing Brock just really dialing it up, moving the ball down the football field, not playing it safe all the time, taking the shots down the field. That's Brock Purdy. That's going to get us a Super Bowl, guys. It's not all about the safe stuff, man. It's about taking freaking risks. And I like that about Brock, even on the pick six. I mean, it was the right read, right throw. He just didn't.
It's a weird ass bounce too. How many times did that ball fall like that?
Bro, Jalen Johnson just knew the play. How about that? Is it okay to just say that the defense just had the play? Now, I don't know if we could blame Kyle Shanahan for that or Brock Purdy for that. But at the end of the day, like, he just knew what the play was. He knew the formation. He knew it was going to be a slant. He just knew what it was. He said, bump, I'm going to run to the spot. And that's why I think they didn't call the PI on it, because it was just a bang-bang play.
It was a clean play. Yeah. It was clean. Look at this. Vicky, appreciate you so much. Loving a John and Wayne morning showdown. I love it. Bang-bang.
Thank you.
Road Rush gang. That's right. You need any type of bling-bling. Dude, go check us out. San Francisco, it's the SF Gold Rush gear. Go check
out. I got my
out.
Chain in the safe. You know what I'm saying? It's precious.
You want to look good? Go check them out on Instagram. They're the best of the best. Thomas, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Morton Anderson is the GOAT, the only kicker in the Hall of Fame currently. I do agree with you. And I like that we've got Thomas. I don't know the DKK. I think that's German off the top of my head. I'm sure I'm way off. But the international people love those kickers, man. I think that's German. But whatever it is, it's international for we
Danish.
Danish. Oh, I was close. Right there. JP Hellehard, my man. Purdy 1-17. I don't know what that means, but JP, I appreciate you, man. Yeah, I miss you, JP. There's a chance. I hope it don't happen, but there's a chance we'll be partying in Seattle, but I don't think we're, I think it's going to be here. I think we're going to be the one seed, but there's a chance the 49ers could play in Seattle again this year. If they do, I'll be there, but I don't think so. I think we will be at home. John, appreciate Super Chat. Kyle seems to be evolving. Old habits do die hard, though. Let's hope we get to see what Kyle's final form in these playoffs. Excited. Kyle's always been great in the playoffs. 8-4 playoff, like win-loss rate is unbelievable.
I don't care what nobody say. It come down to players executing, bro.
Yep.
You can say what you want. You could use those Kyle stats and say he stopped running the ball or stopped doing this. Cool. But at the end of the day, you know, kicker can't make a field goal. Player miss a block. I just don't get it. You know what it is? When you watch film, I think that's when you open up your eyes a little bit more. That's why it's important, guys, to join these Patreons. You know what I'm saying? We could do stuff on YouTube, but YouTube don't let us.
Everything.
They block everything now. So just trust us. Like, join the Patreon, you know, because when you watch the film and you break it down, you'll see why we don't blame Kyle or why we're not blaming the coaching. You know what I mean? Oh, this player bent to tie his shoe when they yell hike. That can't be on the coach. It just can't. It's just the player just did something dumb at the moment. So it'd be stuff like that. Now, if you want to blame play clocks and stuff like that, yeah, 100%. I'll be thinking they'd be speeding up our play clock too. Because, like, how we go from full clock to 3 seconds in 1 second? Like, yeah. That'd be the weirdest thing.
My biggest critique on Kyle is, and they'll show him, like, as soon as the play's over and he's looking and he's like, you'll see him like, dude, get the play call out.
It just be blowing my mind, bro. Like,
yeah, it's but Kyle's amazing. Coach of the year. If I was voting, he'd be number one. Cam's dad. You talked about the last play call with Betham change it. Now, okay, let me just say a couple things here.
Go ahead. You got it, because I'm ready to jump on this.
Because when you watch the tape, it looks like it's man everywhere.
It did.
And so it looks like it's like a zone dog blitz, which if you don't know what that is, that means I'm responsible. So the linebackers are responsible for the running back / tight end on their
correct
side. And if they release on a route, we drop. If they block, we go. And so it's a blitz.
So technically, he was supposed to blitz.
True,
right.
But not if they release. So if they release on a route, that checks off the blitz, and now you're in man coverage, which that's what it looked like happened.
That's exactly what it was. But yeah, if we're going off of what Bethune said,
right,
that's why, technically, they were supposed to blitz, like the linebackers, depending on what was supposed to happen. But that didn't happen. So they had to drop back. So they did do the right call. They did what they were supposed to do based off of the reaction from the offense. Or am I just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs here?
No. It's based, like, I'm supposed to blitz on this play, but not if
right
he releases. And if they do that, then I have to go cover. So, like, I think a lot of people are upset by the verbiage that he used in the postgame. Like, yeah, we were supposed to blitz, but we just decided not to. I don't think it was like that. The film says, because if they did blitz, those players are wide open in the hook to curl area and, like, unguarded.
The only thing that may have happened if it was a blitz was because I'm still expecting Bryce Huff to make that pressure, right?
Yeah.
They might have forced the throw, but it would have been more wide open people for him to get the ball to. So it might have
happened. We won.
Right. My point is, even if they did do the blitzing, we still probably would have rattled or got to Caleb Williams on that because he would have had to really speed up that throw. Right.
Yeah. And you finally had good outside leverage, which you didn't have most
all the game. All the game. Yeah.
Vicky appreciates you so much. She says, I don't see Sala Levy before he gets a full season with Fred and Nick. Plus, he is still emotionally recovered from his Jets era. Everybody is. I would give up my firstborn to keep Sala. Don't tell Ryan. I love it. Congratulations on the engagement, by the way. You're the best, Vicky. I don't think Sala leaves without a perfect job in place. That does not exist currently. Like, and I've said this many times, I'm going to a place with a quality owner and a franchise quarterback in place. If I don't have those two things, I'm not going there.
And you said franchise. Yeah, the quarterback's got to be in place. Yeah. And he can't go. He's not going to go through another place where he gets to pick that quarterback. That's why I think Tampa makes sense. Like, if Tampa still has Bake, they got a crazy freaking good offense, owner. Good owner, good weather.
I don't think they're leaving. I don't think they're
no Texas.
Coach.
I don't know, man. Bowles. I don't know.
Bowles is awesome, man.
He's great, but he's not young. He's not vibrant. He's not Saleh.
No, but I mean, he's a defensive coach. Like, why would you make that change? You're going to change your scheme. Like, I've seen crazier things happen. So yeah, if you're too. Robert Saleh, you would leave? You would leave the 49ers to go be the Bucs head coach?
If the offer was beautiful.
They pay their coaches.
I mean, I ain't got to pay any taxes neither. I mean, Robert, yeah, I like let's make Tampa. It clear. Robert like Saleh is the highest paid defensive coordinator in the NFL right now. So he's getting head coaching money. Plus, he's still getting money from the Jets.
Yep.
So I don't think money is the issue. I think, like you said, it's the scenario, right?
Owner, GM, quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's why the Giants.
And I'm not saying Bakes.
No,
yeah. Bakes not a franchise guy, but he's the guy that you could win with.
Like, yeah, and he plays so freaking hard, sells out for his team. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Coach Cruz, I love this, and I have not talked about this. Thank you for the super chat. Miss you, brother. He says, how about the giant FU by having Gold as the team captain against the Bears? I thought that was awesome. I can't believe Gold accepted that. I mean, he kicked
Gold forward. Is a G, man. Right, dude, listen, that's G'd up certified right there. Like that, he deserves a G'd up certified jacket for sticking it to his former team.
He played for them twice as long. He played for the Bears for 11, us for 6, and showed up against the game and was our honorary captain. Like, that is awesome.
Because he wasn't as good as Gold until he came to the Niners.
Oh, man. He was freaking awesome. Yeah. Yeah, he had one Pro Bowl, one All-Pro year. It was with Chicago. But, like, all the playoff success, did he have any playoffs? No, he played in – Shoot, he played in like 6 games in the playoffs.
He had good defenses though in that when he was with Chicago though. He had some good defense.
I thought that was great, man. Yeah, I love that. Niners ruthless, gold blooded. Thank you for the super chat. He says, "What's crazy to me is the praise the Bears are getting for the loss more than the Niners win. Any team with 1/3 our injuries wouldn't be close to our success. Niners versus everybody, bang bang. It's expected." Like, the new shiny toy is always going to get the national media's attention, which is what Ben Johnson, which is what the first overall pick Caleb Williams and the Bears, giant market, they want them to be successful. Like, that is a huge talking point. You get the TVs, you get the radios, you get the comments when you talk about the Bears. Niners been here, done that. They're not new.
Yeah, I mean the Niners, as great as our story sounds, it's just not going to get as many clicks. Like, you get what I'm saying? So, like, I get it. I from a media perspective, I get what's going on. I mean, Caleb Williams got, the way I see it, he lost to a subpar defense. But, hey, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? He played well, but still didn't come out on top, you know, unfortunately. And they want to see the Bears. The Bears are going to be getting a new stadium soon, and they're supposed to be switching to a dome or some bull crap. Anyway, the Bears are going to get a lot of hype over the next couple of years. But I feel like the Bears are going to be the Lions next year.
Oh, I like that.
I love it.
I like that. Look at this, Devin. John, as much as I'd love to see you in Chicago, I would too, man. I miss you, brother. I want that one thing more. Give me that shit. Dude, Chicago was a good time.
It just rained. We had a great time. That's where we met Vicky. But
yeah, that's right. I will be in Chicago if we play in Chicago in the playoffs. If somehow happens,
sure.
I don't want that to happen.
Sure.
I will be
Oh,
there.
My gosh. Can you imagine us being in Chicago in the winter?
We'll freeze our ass
the
off.
The fudge! Woo! Oh, dude.
I like Soldier Field. I love the location. I love the city. Chicago's one of my favorite places. I don't like it in the winter, but I will go. Right here, Hugo. Wayne has to get into the jersey conversation. Yeah, we talked about that one. Sorry, I started that one earlier. He said wear both. It's what it is. And the last question we got today before we jump out of here, Notorious GAV. Do you guys really think Fred coming back in the playoffs?
Yep. Sure do.
All right. Wild card round. If they're playing that, does he come back for that?
As soon as the doctors say yep, he is back. I don't think Fred is going to miss the playoffs, man. I just don't. I think he is, whatever they put in this dude's ankle, whatever plate they use, it's Wolverine. God, I'm telling you, Animanium, whatever you call that stuff, it's there. I don't know if he would play in a wild card match, but if we get that first week by and the Niners, that scenario presents itself, Fred will be back.
I think he'll 100% be back for the Super Bowl. I would say 75% chance he's back for the NFC Championship.
So 50,
probably
maybe
say
for
like
the
30.
Round?
Yeah, maybe 50, 30% around there for the divisional round.
I don't know, man. Fred different, bro.
This dude played on a broke ankle last year. Fractured his ankle and just missed one snap. Dude, that don't even make sense.
So we expect Fred not to be ready on a healed ankle? Like, I'm just saying, he was out there jumping around this game.
He was ready. Like, he was charged up.
I was a little upset. I was kind of
like, dude,
Fred,
sit your ass down.
That's what I said. I was upset. I was like, bro, what you doing? Come on, man. Come on, man. What you doing?
Oh, man. Right here, Tommy. Do we pick up Trayvon Diggs, who just got released at the start of this show?
No, a lot of people would say.
Go ahead.
I don't know, man. Like, I have issues with this kid's, like, work ethic. You guys don't like Brandon Ayuk, but you want Trayvon Diggs?
Yeah, he don't tackle. He's all about the money.
And he's just a man corner. Right, like, so, like, I know we want to play man, but I don't see how he helps us much.
I mean, shoot, is he better than Eli Apple? Yes.
Yeah.
I would not claim him off waivers because you got to pick up his salary. I would let him clear waivers.
Go clear waivers and then practice. Yeah. And then call him up. Yeah. Like, it's some definitely going to be some roster politics for Kyle Shanahan. Like,
but if we were a man team that doesn't prioritize run game, Trayvon Diggs won't tackle. He will not tackle.
We already got plenty of missed tackles, man. I can't do another missed tackle guy.
No.
You know. Can I give you a different scenario for Trayvon Diggs, though?
Yeah.
If we had Nick Bosa, I would sign this motherfucker quick. Like, it's a totally different game. Like, you got your pass rush up front, and so it's just a different game. But we don't have that. We don't have that pass rush, you know. So, yeah. I wouldn't do it, but, hey, man, let's see what the Niners do.
Yeah.
They're already not spending money, so he's going to have to cost $2.50.
Exactly. That's right. What they say, Davante Adams, he's like, yeah, they asked me to come there on wholesale prices. I ain't a wholesale like, price guy.
No, he wasn't returning to Cali. You can't play in Cali on wholesale, bro. Like, the wholesale is the tax you got to pay in California. Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't happening. But, yeah, Diggs, I'm not a hard no. But it's going to have to be perfect situation, and he's going to have to earn his way and prove he can tackle, prove he'll hit. If he'll do that, bring him on and practice squad and then elevate up. Because right now you're one play away from Eli Apple being a starting corner for the 49ers. Like, I don't like that. So, like, you could use the depth, and he's got a lot of playing time. But, yeah, it's a no for me. Now, on Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Same time, man.
Over on Wayne's channel, we're going to be over there talking up the Seahawks, the matchup, all that stuff. I haven't even got to my Seahawks tape yet. I'm a little behind. I will get there. But join us over there on the Wayne Breezy. Go hit subscribe. Wayne, take us out of here, my friend.
Faithful! We are one win away from first freaking place. Go figure. Brock Purdy is tearing that ass up, man, and I'm excited. We got an elite quarterback. We got a franchise quarterback, and now y'all could be happy while we're paying them $55 million a year. I guarantee you it's going to come down to Brock defeating Seattle. And you know what's funny? He don't lose to Seattle.
6-1.
Oh. Faithful, stay strong. We out.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.